Time to check in once again with Becky Hoggle and Foster County Commissioner. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
And Becky, thanks for joining us here. We want to talk about the Foster County Board of Commissioners meeting, and that just took place yesterday. And let's get right into it here this morning. We Nate Munson, road superintendent, gave a road report, correct?
Correct. He still is reporting that some roads are marked with signage and there's some roads closed, and there's some roads marked with no trucks at this time because that pavement or the needs to firm up there. So he's hoping over the weekend we get some warmer days here that will help firm them up. So there is signage out there. Road restrictions are still on. Road at water, the water is off the road, but we still need them to, like he said, they still need to firm up even though the water's gone off the road. So he's trying to save them. There's a lot of breakups, a lot of spots on they've been working on, and the Murphy Road has some really bad spots on there. So they're hoping they can, the next week, get them so that they're a little more firm. And they have started some blading, but able to get to blading next week and spend the month of May kind of dressing up the roads once they dry out a little bit more. So.
Then Griggs County Road, they're planning on doing an upgrade or something?
Right. The McHenry Highway, when it goes into Griggs County, they have a section that is underwater and is not passable at all. So our engineer has been working with their engineer because that how they intend to fix it could impact our section of highway as it comes into our county, which is a part of a road project we just did over the last 2 years, was upgrading our side of that road. But theirs is an emergency situation because I think they said it was 2 feet underwater. That's a major issue there. They're talking about maybe there's a way to channel some of that water off on our side so that it doesn't impact our road. And the other issue over in that area, McHenry, the city of McHenry's lagoon could be being impacted by high water also. So apparently there was a study done in 2017, a water study. So the water board, City of McHenry, will be looking at how to deal with this project over there.
Karen Evans, Board of Equalization, gave an update too, right?
Right. She had gave a update that our Board of Equalization meetings, she only has one left, and then our meeting would be, the County Board of Equalization would be Wednesday, June 4th. We also had to do some value adjustments as far as our sales ratio. This is something that the state looks at, that we have to be in guidelines by a certain percent. We're going to hold off on adjusting that until she can get another question answered by the state. So we'll revisit that either prior to the next meeting, just so that we might have a special meeting just to deal with that topic. So other than that, she's getting caught up on that.
Okay. Erin Devereaux gave a spring flood declaration, right?
Right. There is some townships, the state's trying to gather to see if there's enough damages to do another declaration for the spring. We had the fall flood declaration, and those requirements, those amounts need to be sent in. So everybody needs to get their information into Erin Devereaux if they have damages that they want to report, either on the spring or the fall flood. Timing's very important. I think if anybody's out there that's got information to get to him, I think he's requesting that by Friday.
Okay, of course, train derailment happened recently. Lots of property damage from that, right?
Right. There's that section of, there's a big field just lying north of the county highway shop. They must have been using that as a landing area. Tore it up pretty bad. It doesn't look like a field anymore. It's pretty rutted up. Chairman Utke is going to be dealing with CP Rail as far as damage assessment and restoring that property to the way it was. So we'll be working on that.
COVID-19, right? Some updates there?
Right. Lisa Hilbert gave a little talk about the governor's smart restart. If businesses need help, they can assist with that on how they should be screening or what procedures they should put in place. Still, we're asking, and the governor's asking people to keep with the social distancing. And then she referred to pods, which are families. Families being together in a pod, if you're out and about, that you keep to your pod. So there's been high incidence of mental health struggles and possibly loss of jobs, food insecurity. We have daily bread. We have mental health resources right here in our community. For our size community, it's pretty lucky that we do have several sources for mental health. And if anybody is struggling out there or knows somebody who's struggling, if you don't know who to contact, you can contact public health and they can refer you to those mental health providers. So it seems to be a tiered rollout of how the governor, he'll be giving more recommendations on Friday about larger groups. There's been some questions. The Fair Board also came to our meeting. They're having a meeting today, and we're waiting to hear what the governor says about large groups. That can be affecting the fair, possible weddings that have been planned out there. So the Fair Board will be dealing with that and making a plan according to the governor's recommendations. And as far as the courthouse, we will remain closed to the public except by appointment for the next 2 weeks. Most other counties are doing the same. We're kind of doing a slower rollout, you know, depending on how we see those numbers shifting as far as cases. We've been pretty lucky here, but everybody's still being pretty cautious.
Becky, let's talk about North Dakota Highway Patrol. They will be enforcing weight limits now, right?
Right. Annually, we do a contract with North Dakota Highway Patrol because they have the scale equipment for weighing the trucks. So we don't have that capability. The Sheriff or Highway Department doesn't have that capability. So we always contract with the Highway Patrol, and as they have time, they could be doing some scaling here in our county. And that's something we've done every year. And then we also signed an agreement, our state radio, they do our dispatching for 911, so we renewed that agreement with state radio.
Okay, and then there's a project going on too, right?
We bid out the cornice project, which there's two bad areas on the roof of the courthouse along those edges, the cornice, that's what we refer to as the cornice. And we had one bid came in. We were acknowledging that we received that bid, but we ran into a couple of other issues there. So the architect recommended we just receive the bid at this point, and he's working with the contractor, and we may, we'll have to have another special meeting once they determine the issue. in that area. Just like to give a shout out about elections. Brad said the applications are coming in pretty steady for the mail ballot absentee applications that Secretary of State sent out to households. People whose driver's licenses, whatever that current address is on their driver's license, is where those ballot applications were being mailed. And you can there's a drop box in the east entryway where the elevator door is. There's a drop box there. You can put them in there in your envelope or mail them. And he's receiving those pretty steady. You can choose which elections you want that for, if you want it for all elections or the school, and the primary is June 4th. So that was Governor Burgum's recommendation that North Dakota's elections for this year all be handled by mail ballot.
Yep. So you get those applications in mail. Make sure to mail those back in, and then you get the ballot, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got mine already, so.
Yeah, I got mine too.
Census, give us an update there.
Right. Foster County is doing pretty good. We're over 60% returns. We're asking that everybody, and even ask your neighbors, have you done your census? Encourage everybody to return the phone call or do it online. If you have a P.O. box and have not received a census notice card, there is a number you can call and just call in your number. They go by address site. So the new mantra is undercounted means underfunded, because we're seeing this right now with the COVID money that was given out to states to help states offset some of their costs. Those numbers, that dollar amount was determined by 2010 census numbers. And those 2010 census numbers, we knew, were way undercounted. So citizens can see how that affects in the long run when those numbers aren't accurate. So we're encouraging everybody to make sure they get that census report in. You know, ask your neighbors, did you do it? Because it's gonna impact especially citizens of Carrington, because of if they go below the 2,000 residence number, we could lose up to $500,000 in funding potentially. So, or we know we would, just in some state funding that we get for roads and streets. And so it's imperative that everybody cooperate with this, and it takes maybe, I think they said, 5 minutes at the most, to very short questionnaire. So we're encouraging everybody to do that, because it will have an impact on our local area.
Yeah, I've done it. It's super fast. So Becky, let's see, I think you kind of touched on it already. Smart Restart, you know, for North Dakota, right? That's going on right now.
Right. And that's I did kind of touch on that a little earlier with Lisa, because we had that as part of our park is still closed. We have some new equipment that we'll be installing and in the park there east of the courthouse. Nate's department will be working on that, getting that final pieces of equipment in, but it's closed for right now. The state has kept their playground. The playground equipment is still closed at this point.
Okay, good deal. Well, thanks, Becky, for the update. Next meeting, what, is that the 19th of May?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. We'll have you on again that Wednesday morning, the 20th. It's about 7:30.
Sure thing.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, thanks, Becky. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.